For the past year, Oahu resident Johnson Choi has been going back and forth between Honolulu and San Francisco. He was in the city over the weekend and took part in a rally to stop Asian hate. Some point to the rise in violent incidents against Asians, described as hate crimes, as the reason to rally.
Stop Asian hate!
Good afternoon. I'm Jonathan Kim. On behalf of the Jinda and Gyeongsikim Foundation and more than 2 million Korean Americans, we stand here today proclaim that the racism and hate crime must stop. Must stop.
Johnson Choi is the head of the Hong Kong China Hawaii Business Association. He shared his thoughts following that Stop Asian Hate rally in San Francisco.
It happened on Saturday, last week Saturday, and it was in San Francisco, Chinatown. Actually, it's organized by quite a few groups. You know, it's almost, if you compare to Hawaii, it's all the societies, the Chinese societies in San Francisco, Chinatown. And also, other groups like Judge Judy Tan, former Superior Court Judge of California, retired, who organized it. And so it was a big success. We estimated between 2,500 to 3,000.
Wow.
So we walked from Chinatown. We shouted, you know, we all excited, and we went all the way to the San Francisco City Hall. Not only Chinese that came out, you know, there were a lot of other groups like Korean. In fact, one of the head of the Korean chairman that represents about 2 million Korean in North America also came. The reason is the attack, the racist attack on Asians, because most cannot distinguish between Chinese, Vietnamese, Japanese, or South Korean. So all of them got hit pretty bad, and it's almost a daily event in California, in New York, you know, in all major cities. So everybody was united, and the coverage was pretty good. You know, all the major TV stations was there, San Francisco Chronicle. Almost every newspaper and TV in California reported that. And concurrently, there were protests also in Los Angeles, also in Silicon Valley. So it's throughout California and also in New York City and Boston. So it's a... it's a coordinated effort to get the voice heard, hopefully by more people, by politicians that try to tone down on the attack, you know, and pick on the Asians. So don't give people excuses to go out and hurt elderly people, you know, the older men, older women, you know, because they are the weakest and least able to defend themselves.
And you've come back and forth between the Bay Area and here over this last year. You know, what have you seen, or what cases there in the Bay Area have really hurt your heart?
The main thing is because of the COVID-19, right? You know, the way we handle it, I don't have to say anymore. You know, I thought the Asians were the one that brought the COVID-19 to the United States. Many thought that with the change of administration, that the attack on the Asians would kind of die down. But apparently, for the last few months, actually, it has stepped up. So California and East Coast and a lot of cities where Asians are concentrated, you know, we see the situation actually is not getting better. It's getting worse. That's the reason why the Asian groups are, you know, coordinating, you know, try to get our voice heard, that we cannot just sit back and let, you know, people attack us, you know, basically with no reasons.
During your time there in the city in San Francisco, and I don't know where you're staying, but have you felt that racist attitude?
I see the looks, you know, from the eyes, you know, at Asians, you know, because, you know, obviously I look very Asian, you know, so you can see the look. But we try to stay away from we try not to do a lot of walking on the street, okay? And, you know, we all wear face masks, right? So we try to be a lower profile. So, you know, if I see a lot of people that doesn't look too friendly, you know, my wife and I will, you know, just circle around or cross the street and not to, you know, not to get ourselves into trouble. So you just have to be alert.
And, you know, when we last talked, you were talking about the effect of your business, because you provide what, spirits and wine to places in Asia. And at the time, it was due to the setback was due to the protests that were happening over there. How's your business doing? I mean, nobody knew COVID was going to happen on top of that.
Well, you know, last 4 years, the one business to China and Hong Kong is, you know, China, there's no duty going to China, going to Hong Kong, but to China, the duties and customs went up more than double. We thought when Biden took office, he will do away with the, you know, the duties and customs, because those are basically paid by the business, you know, not by the people, you know. Unfortunately, this morning, the trade representative, who is she's a Chinese-American, said on the news media that she's not going to propose, reduce, or to do away with the Donald Trump custom and duty. So if that's the situation, I don't see the, you know, any improvement. You know, it's not just me. You know, all the export of California wine going to Asia will continue to be impacted. So we just have to sit tight and see, you know, how the situation goes.
When we last had a conversation and you joined us here in the studio, we were talking about, I think it was the new year that was coming up.
Right.
And you had high hopes for that. But then COVID hit and then everything just, you know, dropped out of the industry.
Yeah. Like Hong Kong, you know, just like Hawaii, you know, the tourist trade is practically dead, you know. Hong Kong had, prior to the COVID-19, Hong Kong had 15 million visitors, you know, to Hong Kong each year. You know, 2020 is down to like to less than, you know, 3 million. So they have all this quarantine, you know, just like Hawaii has, but Hong Kong is even tougher, you know, that you are required 21 days. So it's very difficult when people are not going out. Like right now, you know, the restaurant only allow 4 people per table. You know, and a lot of bars are still closed. So the overall retail sales in Hong Kong has dropped by, you know, more than 15%. So
you don't see things improving for your business anyway for a while.
Not for at least for another 6 months. Because this kind of COVID-19, you know, case, like, you know, how, you know, U.S. does have another spike up on the, you know, COVID situation right now, right? You know, every country, every city is kind of guarded against, you know, the newcomer or people going out to spend time to enjoy themselves, you know, so they are not spending money. Unfortunately, wine is not one of those things that, you know, I know people order those online, but the overall consumption is down because people don't have parties anymore, you know. You don't have weddings anymore, right? Those are the occasions. You drink a lot of wine.
Well, here, things are just starting to relax a little bit. You know, we're nervously looking at the COVID counts every day, but, you know, they just announced here on Oahu that you can have weddings and larger groups up to 100. So, you know, that's a bright spot for the wedding industry, at least.
Hopefully, when more people are, you know, getting the COVID-19 vaccines and like, you know, I already took 2 shots, right? So I know the state was talking about for those who already had 2 shots, they may consider waiving the like 10-day quarantine, right? So talk to my friends who are in the visitor industry. They say, well, they're still talking about it. So hopefully that will help so more people can come to Hawaii. And a lot of business in Waikiki are really, you know, really, even with the PPP, you know, money from the Fed and the state and the city and county, you know, they I don't think they can last any longer if there's no more visitors coming, you know, to spend money.
Yeah, unfortunately, Hawaii's recovery is going to be longer. We're still not at the pre-COVID numbers,
yeah.
Even though other states have, you know, their economies have bounced back. It's just going to be a longer haul for Hawaii.
Yeah, especially for Japanese tourists, you know, because Japanese have no problem coming to Hawaii if they take the test, right? But the problem is going back. They have to go through the quarantine. Chinese is the same. You know, it's a 3-week quarantine. Going back to Hong Kong is also 3 weeks. So who has the time to come here to Hawaii vacation for 10 days and then to go back for quarantine for 2 to 3 weeks, right? It's impossible.
Yeah.
Unless you're retired and have nothing to do, right? So I told my friend, you know, for Japanese, probably not until the end of the year.
Well, unfortunately, the Chinese New Year was not so bright and cheery and prosperous as many had hoped.
The tariff side, you know, is up to the, you know, the Biden administration, you know, because if Biden, you know, dropped the tariff, Chinese would do the same. You know, China's always like they reacting to U.S. actions, right? Political side is so complicated, you know, because U.S. now we're in China as a major rivalry in all fronts.
More sensitive issues.
So it may take decades. I mean, and it's unfortunate when all this rivalry come and there's a lot of harsh words towards the Chinese, and then people, some Americans will take it very personally, right? So we become the victim.
Well, fortunately, the cases are here in the islands are not like what we're seeing on the mainland, but certainly you want to raise awareness.
Well, Hawaii, you know, a lot of ways, because of the high percentage of Asians, a lot of people, you know, kind of feel like whatever happened in the mainland is kind of revolt.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen to them, but unfortunately, like, yeah, about 200,000 former Hawaii residents living in California, and a lot of our friends send the kids to college in the mainland too, right?
Yes.
A lot of them there to stay. So saying it's not going to happen to them personally if they don't leave the island, yes, that's true. But that doesn't mean that it won't happen to their family or the immediate family. The Hawaii, the Asian community has to be, you know, alert too and try to be supportive.
That was Johnson Choi, head of the Hong Kong China Hawaii Business Association. He was talking about the rise of violent incidents against Asian Americans. He was at a rally in San Francisco this weekend and returns home to Hawaii this week.